The following message is brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If you need additional information, visit firstbaptistchurchwch.org.
Fail. And so we're gonna pause a little bit and talk about God's love. And I just want somebody to know that Jesus loves you. I don't care how you feel. I don't care who rejected you and told you that you're not beautiful. But you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And your soul will know it as you linger a little longer with Jesus. Amen. Take time out to tell somebody Jesus loves you. Amen. All right, I'm going to get into this. I thank you, Holy Ghost. I thank you. I always count it an honor to stand and deliver the message of love. And we do have a message of love. God loves us. You can hit the next one and the next one and get to the one with the cross. And then we're going to the scripture. I'm getting to it, babe. I'm getting. I'm normally the runner. But the Holy Ghost said, when you're talking about love, you ought to know that. When you're talking about love, some stuff you can't rush. And, you know, when you're pouring love on someone, you know, when you rush, it makes them think that you don't really, that you don't really have them on your mind. You know what I mean? When you pause long enough and give them all your attention, it lets them know, I am thinking of you. And so I'm going to pause a little longer, but the scripture is, I'm getting to it. The scripture is 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. God is love. And if you stand on your feet, we're going to read it. And then I'll flip back to love never fails. Amen. And I'm going to read it out of the New King James. I think she has it up. Amen. And we're going to talk about God's love, and then we're going to get back to what he wants us to do. And this is right in line with it. Said, though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become a sounding brass or a clinging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries, and all knowledge. And though I have faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Now, what is love? Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Love never fails. You can take your seat. Love. There's one word that every believer should be able to characterize the God who made us, and that is love. If you look at love and wrapped it around the cross, you can see why it never dies. He loved us even when we were unlovable. He loved us even when we said no. He loved us and sent his son. God loves us. And he wants us to take a look at our love gauge this morning. Amen. So that we can begin to flourish in love. Amen. He is the originator. He is the he created it. He's the one who started all this stuff about love. We didn't do it. I know we think we did, but he is the one. He started it. And then we messed up. But he had a plan. And God so loved us that he sent his only begotten son. You know, we had a son, we had a boy, and we had a girl who was blessed this morning. Jesus was God's only. And he said, he loved us so much, he said, I got to give them my best. And the best that I have is Jesus. And Jesus said, if God the Father can give me that kind of love, then I've got to give it back to us. Because, you know, we messed it up. So there was a break in the communication. We were flowing right. We were doing right. Everything was good in the Garden of Eden. But something happened called sin, and it severed. There was a pardoning, a separation. But thanks be to God. He said, I'm going to give you Jesus. And Jesus said, I am going to do something that only I could do. I'm going to restore you back to the Father. No one else could do it. And he said, I'm going to do it because I love you. And sometimes, if you can put that one back on the cross, the symbol of God never fails and on the cross. On the cross, there's a lot of folks talking. There's a lot of folks saying stuff while he was on the cross. He could have came down, but love kept him up. When nothing else could do, love lifted me. You got to make this thing personal to see the true love here. He stayed on the cross. They laughed at him. If you be Christ, why don't you come down and save yourself? You done did all these miracles. Do one now and save yourself. He said, but to come down, I would not be able to save Cynthia. Stubborn, rebellious, stiff-necked. I'm just describing me. You got to use your own adjective. And you might as well be truthful, because he knew us when we were unlovable. In our most unlovable state, Jesus died on the cross. And then Jesus said, I got to go, but I'm going to leave you a comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, and he's going to teach you how to walk in love. The love I'm talking about is that agape love, unconditional. Rather you smile, rather you wave your hand, rather you say hallelujah, rather you say, I don't want to be bothered with you today, God. God still loves us. It's unconditional. The good, the bad, the ugly, the great part of you. He still loves us. He does not like our mess, but he loves us. And he said, if you sit with me long enough, I'll turn your mess into a blessing. And the blessing is only so that you can teach somebody else how to love. He loves us. He loves us. And every message that I receive, I am first the student of it. You will never get a message from God that you are not the first partaker. That's just the good teacher. He's the master teacher. So he can't teach, I can't teach you something that I cannot demonstrate myself. So some stuff, he said, you can walk this one because I'm going to teach it to you all week long. Love, love, love. It's easy to love someone when they do what they want, when they do what you want them to do. But he said, I'm talking about a love that when they don't respond, you know, when they don't speak to you in the office, you know, when you're walking by, you say, I know she didn't. Did she just help me, Holy Ghost? I know she didn't. You know, then you say, oh, come back, come back. And he said, love will help you be truthful, too. And so we're going to take a look at how do we walk in this kind of love. Amen. In this kind of love. Because he, God, the Father, he, the Holy Spirit, he, the Son of the living God, Jesus, they never fail. They have never attempted or started something and was defeated. Not those three. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Failure is not in them. Defeat is not in them. Victory, conquering, winning, overcoming. That's their language. That's the zone they live in. If you were in a game of basketball, they were always winning. They were never on the losing team. I'm coming to recruit some folks to come on the winning team. And their love never fails. Now, we fail. We fall short. We error, but not God. And so he said, I want to fill in some of the holes in your love. And I said, God, they're going to say, how? I don't have any hole. He said, I thought they would say that. So let me take them to the love chapter. And normally we use this passage, weddings. I think I actually had it read at our wedding, honey. We use this at weddings. But this really is for every believer. Every believer, single or married, young or old. Love is still the language. And what the world needs more of is what? But he said, our love has a clog in it. You know how you have if you have a sink and there's a clog in it, you got to call the plumber because you put Drano and all that stuff down. And somehow, I don't know what it is, Sister Fitzgerald, but it just doesn't get it, you know, it doesn't get it working. So you got to call an expert. So I've come to bring you the expert this morning to get the clog, because he said, you've been trying to get it out, but you're not capable of doing the unclogging. He said, but the Holy Ghost said, I got the right Drano and all that other stuff. He said, I can put one drop of the word in you, and if you would just let it go down deep in the inside of you, it'll unclog your love. It'll unclog your love. Amen? So, the scripture said, though I speak with the tongue of angels, tongue of men and of angels, but have not love, I'm a sounding thing. He said, I don't care how eloquent you are, the most gifted speaker in the world, and you can be gifted as an orator. But if you don't have love, I'm not talking about this other, there's all kinds of love, and I'm not going to get into that because we'll be here all day. I'm talking about agape. I got to reference that now. I'm talking about agape love. Unconditional. He said, you're just like a sounding. Do you know how you have something and it just ding, ding, and it's just kind of noise? I have my 4-year-old, and sometimes she just makes a lot of noise. I said, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm making noise, duh. You know, she does that to me, like, duh, what do you mean? What kind of question is that? I'm 4 years old. I'm making noise. And sometimes we are just making noise. We ain't moving nowhere. We ain't walking in nothing deep. We're just making, And finally I said, I need you to stop. And she's like, stop what? And then I was like, oh, God, this girl. And of course, I end up laughing. But when we make a lot of noise and not make any progress, God is not laughing. Because while we are making noise, somebody is dying. And I'm not talking about just a physical death that could happen. But I'm talking about a spiritual death. Wow, we are making what? Noise. And he said, and though I have the gift. Oh, because you know we like to talk about our gift. Though I have the gift of prophecy, and I understand the mystery and all knowledge, and though I have, I gotta wait. I can't move to faith yet. Though I have the gift of prophecy, I can declare, thus said the Lord. You know, I heard from God. God spoke to me. I just want you to know that I don't know what he says to you, but God speaks to me. And he said, if you can even utter your gifts, he said, but if you don't have love, it is unprofitable. You're still bankrupt. You're going to the bank trying to withdraw money and you don't have anything in your account. Even the natural bank will tell you what? Insufficient funds. He said, in our love bank. And he said, I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to whisper it into your ears. Your love bank has insufficient funds. And normally when there's insufficient funds, Brother Lucky, you got to make a deposit. So, Lord have mercy, I got to make a deposit before that check come in, because if I don't, it's going to what? Bounce. Then I'm going to have to pay what I owe plus interest, plus the penalty. That's a penalty when you write a check that you can't cash. And he said, I want you to be able to write a love check and cash it and have enough money to bless somebody else. What's in your account? Insufficient fund or enough to purchase what is needed, not just for you, but to bless somebody else? Yeah, to bless somebody else. You got knowledge? You got understanding? You got gifts? It means nothing if it's not wrapped in love. In fact, I don't know about you. I don't like folks doing stuff for me if they don't really want to do it. I mean, if you're going to do something, at least have the courtesy to do it out of love. If not, it really would be in your best interest not to do it at all. And then say, though I have faith, so I can move mountains. That I can move mountains. But if I have love, don't have love, I have nothing. You can have faith to move stuff. But if it's not rooted in love, you're still in a deficit. And when you're in a deficit, you got to find somebody to help you to get out of the red and into the black. And I don't know about you, There's only one person can get you out of the red and into the black. And you got to go into the red and dip yourself in the blood, and then you can move into the power of God. He's the only one that can do it. And though I can bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I have my body to be burned but have not love, it profit me nothing. He's just saying I can have goods. Listen, you can be the best giver in the house. I don't care how much you give. He commands us to give, so you ain't doing nothing great. But if you give beyond that, even if you do, if it's not motivated in love, you're still in a deficit. Why wait your whole life and look and your account says insufficient fund for 30 years? It's not good. It's time for us to make a deposit. And then he says, I've told you what it is not. Let me tell you what it is. Love suffers long. We can't take much. How long is long? Long enough for him to work something out of you and work some stuff into you. And sometimes that may take a little longer than a 5 minutes microwave oven type stuff. You're not at Burger King. You're not at McDonald's. I want it and I want it quick. Some things he's going to give you and it's going to be suddenly. Other things, he's going to have to take that hard, stubborn heart. You know, sometimes we have a heart of stone. He said, I got to take that out of you and give you a heart of flesh to make you pliable so I can do the things I need to do inside of you. Love is kind. When is the last time you showed kindness to someone? Last week, maybe the week before, I was at work, and I was telling this sister how to do this thing, Brother Lucky. I was like, listen, this is the way we can do this thing, and we can have more room and space. And I worked with her for a whole week. She concluded to do the opposite of. I walked in there, and I said, help me, Holy Ghost, today. She said, Cynthia, how do you feel? I said, I'm fine. I said, well, what we can do? No, dear. I'm going to let you finish up what you got to do. I'm gonna go and work on something else. And when I come back, I got 10 minutes. And I'm going to wrap this up. And she said, I ain't angry. I got to work this past Monday. I'm thinking about driving to work. And God said, no, you know you got to go in and talk to her. Because she really thinks you're mad. I said, really? And he said, yeah, she really does. And he said, besides all that, she's in need of something that you got to give her. I said, oh, help me, Holy Ghost. He said, I just need you to be a little kinder to her. So I walked in and I said, girl, I hope you ain't upset about what happened last week. She said, well, you know, I really thought you was upset. I said, I'm not. I said, but on my way to work, I had your daughter in my heart. And I just want to know, is all well? I asked the question already knowing it was not well. And she said, all is not well. It's awful. I don't know if they're going to make it. And I said, I just want you to know, I've come by to just offer prayer. Can I do it? And she looked at me. She said, Cynthia, I was hoping that you would. I was hoping that you would because I sure need a little help. Now, you got to be careful. You got to keep your heart right because at any moment, the one that I was like, now, she didn't listen to what I had to say. He said, I know. He said, but you've done that too. You haven't listened to what I wanted to say sometime, and I still help you. See, I don't know how God talked to you all, but that's just how he talked to me. And that's how I tell folks all the time. I say, I don't know who you serve, but he checks me. I mean, he checks me, you know, do a big check. And I said, you're right. And he says she needs kindness. And I just need to know, at 7:15 in the morning, do you have a moment? to show a little kindness. And I just want to ask you that question. Do you have a moment to show someone kindness? You ain't got to wonder who it is. He'll do that part. He said, that's the easy part. I just need to know, are you going to go with an attitude or with gratitude? And if you're in an attitude, I can't really use you. But if you allow me to work with you, by the time you get to her, I can help you to be a blessing to somebody else. Amen. Love does not envy. Does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. Not bragging all the time. Anything you get, I don't care what it is in life, anything you accomplish, God has allowed you to have it. I don't care if it's a house. I don't care if it's a job. I don't care if it's money in your account. I don't care if it's a husband or a wife, son or a daughter, a trip to Hawaii, a trip to Africa, a trip to Israel, you name it. You know, Tiffany and Ed, the travelers all over. You know, I call them my world traveler friends, you know. A trip all over the world, you know. There's nothing wrong with it. He's just saying, wherever you go, can you spread a little love? That's all. He said, wherever you go, can you spread some love? And whatever you have, God has given it to you. He is the originator, not only of love, but of every blessing that you have received. Amen. And don't forget that. Love is not rude. We can park here for a moment. Love is not rude. When you are rude, it is not a reflection of the love that God wants us to display. Love does not seek its own. Me, me, me. That's not love. Love is giving. How can I help you? What can I do for you today? Love is not, it's not easily provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity. How can you rejoice when your brother is bleeding? How can you rejoice when your brother just fell? How can you rejoice when your sister just fell? How can you rejoice when our country is in a mess? The only way you can rejoice is that you drop on your knees and say, God, if you don't help us, we're in trouble. God, help us. Never rejoice over someone else's demise. Because one day, you're going to be in need. And you're going to need somebody to show some kindness. But we want to learn how to rejoice in truth. It said love bears all, believes all, hopes all, endures all. The love that God is talking about is that you're able to endure some things. You're able to bear something. Lord, just bless our sister right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. You know, just touch her body right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. And touch her, you know, let me get some water or something. But God, just touch her right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. She's just trying to so desperately to hear the word. And sometimes, you know, things happen, but we just ask God to just touch her that only Jesus can do. Amen. Amen. And love will cause you to stop and pause and say, will you help her? And God said, I want you to be the help. Amen. So love never fails. In summary, you can put the loved one up. Love is kind. Love is patient. Does not boast. Doesn't seek its own, not easily angered, and keeps no record of wrong. We can park there. Stop keeping a record of wrong stuff. We all guilty of it sometimes. I remember you did this 2 years ago. God said, 2 years? Now, I don't understand how we can record stuff and keep it forever, and he gets stuff and he casts it in the sea of forgetfulness. And he can cast it in a sea. And we got it, we got a record in our mind, sometimes written down. I remember you did it, the day, the time, the hour, the exact moment you said such and such. I said, what? Oh, man, get out of here. That happened so long ago, I'll let it go. Some things is detrimental to us, and God has said, let it go. Just let it go. If they wrong you, let it go. If they offended you, you be bold enough and go to the person and say it. But not harbor that stuff inside your heart. Because it's not profitable for your journey in Christ. Amen? And so in the conclusion of it all, God is looking at our hearts. And he's saying to us, 1 John 4:7 and 11, I love you. Beloved, let us love one another, for God is love. Who's love? Every believer, everyone who love is born of God and knows God. If you know God, you have to know love. Because God is love. Amen? God is love. Okay? He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. If you don't love, you are really not a part of God's family. And he said, come back in the family. Come on back in. And in this, the love of God was manifest toward us, that he sent his who? His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a propitiation for our sins. It's not that God asked us to do something that he could not, that he did not first demonstrate it. Everything he asked us to do, he demonstrated it first. He never asked us to give up something that you love and not first demonstrated it. He said, you will never give up as much as I did. God gave up Christ. Christ gave his life for us. Willingly. He said, no man took my life. He said, I by myself, the Son of the living God, I laid it down. I have the power to lay it down. And he said, I alone have the power to pick it up. You did not take my life. I gave it up. God gave, Jesus gave up his life for love's sake so that we could have our right relationship back with the Father. And you mean to tell me you can't forgive your brother? You can't forgive your sister? Shame on us. Shame on us that we can't love. Shame on you. You can't go to your sister and say, you offended me. I didn't like the way you talked to me. I didn't like the way you addressed me. And that thing hurt me. And they said, come, let us reason together. When is the last time you went with someone and said, let's reason this thing out? Because if God can do it, surely you can do it. Don't tell me you don't know what I've been through. I may not know, but Jesus does. They spit on him. They talked about him. His one of his disciples betrayed him. And when he greeted him, he gave him a kiss. And he said, he didn't step back. He embraced him, knowing that he was the betrayer. In fact, while there was at supper, he said, whatever you do, do quickly. If you want to be used by the devil, do it quickly. But when he greeted him, he hugged him. All a part of the master's plan. You're going to go through some stuff. And in this world, you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. Not because I have overcome, but because Jesus, the anointed one, has overcome. Be an overcomer. Only cowards yield. Don't yield to anger and frustration and unforgiveness. Be an overcomer in love. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. There's some things we ought to do. You know, you're in school, when you're in your mom's house, she said, oh, no, you're going to do this. It's not open for discussion. You will do A, B, and C in my house. Well, you're in God's house if you're part of the family of God, and God is saying you ought to love one another. You ought to do this because I said so, and I have a right. If there's ever someone who have a right to tell us what to do, it's Jesus, the anointed one. He have a right to say, clean your mess up. It's a mess. This anger and prideful and arrogant spirit is making me sick. Yes, you have lost your first love. I love that one. He said, one thing I have against you. They did a lot of things right. I knew that was God when I heard the scripture. They did a lot of things right. One thing, you've lost your first love. Don't lose fellowship with your first love. Oh, you're going to love some folks in life, but your first love, the Son of the Living God, oh, the one who can hold you up when you have to say goodbye to a loved one, the one who hold you up when someone called you and say, I'm depressed, I just checked into the mental institution because I had a nervous breakdown. I'm talking about the one who hold you up when things don't look good. Oh. You have to have been in need of love and say, God, how can I give it? He said, you can give it when you remember what I did for you. And so I found a scripture, and I got to find it myself. A new commandment I give you, Jesus said, that you love one another. And I asked God, I said, it's really not new. Because the scripture said, love the Lord thy God with all the heart, mind, spirit, and soul. But the reason it was new, he said, love one another as I have loved you. I want you to love folks the way I love you. And you know how I love you. I love you so much that I gave up my life for you. And I want you to love your brothers and your sisters the way I love you. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help me. Ah, his love lifted me. Oh, saints, it's just August. And I declare before December 31st come, there's going to be some difficult days. There are going to be days that you're going to be rejoicing, but there are going to be days that tears will run down your eyes. And you need to know how to go to the rock for help, for strength, to make it through. And he said, what the world needs now is love. And I just want to know, I'm in the recruitment business today. Is there anyone who's willing to allow the Lord to show us how to love more like him. Amen. To love. In spite of how I felt. He said, you still got to do it. I said, if I have to do it, I just need to know if you're going to give me strength. And he said, daughter, I just want you to know it's almost over. And I just didn't give you strength. I took the pain away. Hey! I took the pain away. And I just want you to know he is a healer. I want to say to the parents, just starting off, train them up. I'm a witness. When they're old, they won't depart from it. I was the one of the departers. But the word called love kept drawing me back to what my mother taught me. Not what Benedict College in South Carolina, not what the Ohio State University taught me. I went back to what my mother taught me, and she said, Jesus loves you. Yes! Jesus loves me. Yes! Jesus loves me. Oh, yes! Jesus loves me. Yes, yes, yes. Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Yes, yes. Jesus loves. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. And I just want to tell him thank you. Thank you for loving me. In my best moments, you love me. In our worst moments, he still loves us. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Thank you for loving me. Thank you for giving me folks who love me. And in some of my darkest days, my sister Janelle just showered me with love. What a blessing. What a blessing to have a friend like that, that in your weakest moments, no condemnation, just love. Everybody needs to have somebody that just offer them some love and compassion. And I just want to say, will you be one today that God can use to show kindness, compassion, and love? Because the love that Jesus has and the love that God gave us, it will never, ever fail. May heaven smile upon you, and may his love continue to pour on you.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If this word inspired you, please consider sharing it. We ask that you do not alter the content without permission. We invite you to firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Inquiries can be submitted at info@firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Our mailing address is 6210 Betts Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45224. Or you can call our offices at 513-681-1011. First Baptist Church, West College Hill. Reaching the world without sacrificing the message. First Baptist Church, West College Hill. Reaching the world without sacrificing the message.